and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Proposing new tax breaks for working Americans, a federal ban on price gouging on groceries, and incentives for first-time house buyers and home builders, Vice President Harris. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The vice president is shifting toward bigger, more progressive policies. I mean, the idea of debt cancellation, not just medical debt on your credit report. She's out there saying we should cancel medical debt. That is a policy that would have seemed pretty out there for the Democratic Party even a couple of years ago, and she is fully embracing that.
Recording its first case of polio in years, the Palestinian Health Ministry, an unvaccinated 10-month-old child in Gaza. Ukraine's military push into Russia is inflicting losses on Russia, and the goal is maximum damage to all Russian positions, says Ukraine's president. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance's plane made an emergency landing shortly after takeoff from Milwaukee today. Nobody hurt. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's new transportation secretary is the first woman to lead the DOT. Governor Evers appointed Christina Boardman today after Craig Thompson left to take a job at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Boardman has been serving as the DOT's deputy secretary. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Milwaukee today accepting an endorsement from law enforcement. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The backdrop said back the blue, and the police union representative that spoke said his organization would be supporting the Trump-Vance ticket, with Vance saying Vice President Kamala Harris has a history of talking down to police. Harris is set for a visit to Milwaukee next Tuesday.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Harris, meanwhile, has been running on her record as a former prosecutor and promises to support police. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Fair officials have made the decision not to allow lactating dairy cattle to be on the grounds this year. However, the Richland County Fair will offer a virtual dairy event. Lyrica Marks is the Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator.
We will have our superintendent of the dairy cattle going around with a photographer to take pictures of each person's animal that they want to show to allow them to still be able to partake in that and allow all of the people who are coming to the fair for those reasons to still have that to enjoy.
Dairy exhibitors may also enter a substitute.
If one of our exhibitors did sign up to have a lactating dairy cattle, we will allow them to substitute another animal so they still have that experience to show.
This decision not to allow exhibits of this nature pertains to lactating dairy cattle only. Those wishing to make a substitution for their lactating dairy entry are required to contact the Richland County Fair office by this Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulat.
The Brewers host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game home series tonight against the Guardians at 72-49. Cleveland has the best record in baseball. The Brewers now with a 9-game lead ahead of the Reds and Redbirds thanks to splitting the series with the Dodgers and a 6-4 win yesterday over L.A. Manager Pat Murphy.
Hopefully they grow from it. The young guys realize, wow, if I just do this over and over again, keep that discipline, that's competing. You know, and you got a chance to win tonight.
Christian Yelich having season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee, wishing his team well last night on social media.
It's a great group of guys, and they're playing extremely well, and happy to watch them and see what they're going to do, and hopefully they can win the division.
NFL Packers and Broncos, joint practice session today in Denver. Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
With Green Bay, we've kind of mapped out. I've had a chance to visit with Matt a couple times now. We've got the practice plans laid out, and we'll be ready to go.
At Sean Payton with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. It's 74 right now.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes. Friday night, TGI BPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Educated educators talking education, fully leaded education talk. We made it, Johnny. Another week, man. It's Friday.
That's right. Another Friday, my man. It is good to be wrapping up the week. I think we've been talking about it. It's back to school for so many teachers out there. It's back to school for even more parents who are getting their kids ready to get them back in classrooms all around the country.
Absolutely.
You know, in most of the states with a strong tourism economy, and Wisconsin fits into that. Michigan, and I was teaching there, had that. Washington, where I'm at now, has that. You know, most of us will go back after Labor Day or closer to Labor Day. Mm. But Tim, I was back this week getting my classroom ready, helping the school set up and getting ready to be full-time back into teaching next week. So end of summer here, but it is still beautiful outside. So hopefully wherever you are, you're enjoying it outside. And you know what, Tim, before we even get into excitement of this week, because
man,
I love Fridays. One of my favorite things I love about Fridays is being able to crack open a brew, hang out with the guys on the porch, talk shop, you know, talk about what we talked about on Busted Pencils. But the best way to do it, man, is with some beers or some brews from the Minocqua Brewing Company. Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. And those guys, Tim, they went as far as to sue the state of Wisconsin to end parasitic voucher systems that were hurting public schools. Man, they don't hold back anything over there.
Oh, they don't.
Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check them out, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, it's Friday. You know what that means.
Hey, it means a lot of things, my friend. I mean,
come on, man.
That's
the best part of our Friday show.
Tim's Trivia. Is that where you're going, man?
Well, last week you said, this is a riddle. Really, it was just an obscure fact trivia question. You know, so that was the riddle. But well, Tim's Trivia, folks.
Hey, I'll give you a hint, though, too. It is, you know, going to the American Civil War, pulling up this, you know, doing truly the military type of history. Just talking about, you know, Johnny, here's a fact. Did you know that the American Civil War was the bloodiest military conflict on American soil ever? The bloodiest ever.
I believe that.
Okay.
I was like trying to think in my head how we would constitute like mass killings of like genocide of Native American people.
Right.
Versus, I mean, I guess that's technically not a war because we didn't really sit down and say like, hey, let's sketch up a fair fight on this one. So Civil War being the bloodiest
military conflict, truly militarized. And in fact, days too, say, you know, some of the days, battle days, the number of casualties, for example, the Battle of Gettysburg, over 3 days. How many casualties? 25,000 casualties over 3 days. So that's what we're talking about when they say, you know, there are some of America's bloodiest days. When they refer to the Civil War, that's what they're talking about. You had battles that had the Battle of Cold Harbor right outside of Richmond, Virginia. Ulysses S. Grant lost 6,000 men in 20 minutes, 6,000. So just putting that out there. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that issue, the American Civil War. The trivia question is going to be dealing with very specifically.
Let's hear it already.
Well, here it is. Here it is. You know what? So the American Civil War, the bloodiest conflict, military conflict on American soil. Over 620,000 soldiers died. 620,000 soldiers died between 1861 and 1865. Johnny, what was the most effective cause of death?
That's the trivia question.
That's the trivia question.
For listener, you can give us a call, 855-752-4842, or text it in, or hop on a stream, add it in a comment. You understand how it goes, listener, because you know you're tuned in every day to Busted Pencils, especially on Fridays for Tim's trivia.
There you go.
To clarify, let me restate so I get it right, because it's out there for me. And if you're on the stream, you've noticed Jess is not here today. Neither is our guy Zomers, but we've got our OG, my day one producer, introduced to me by Tim when Tim brought me on the show. But we got producer Luke in the house on the board, so we can't go wrong tonight.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Luke, we're
so Tim's
happy.
Trivia is what's going on.
Yeah, Tim's
so
trivia. That's what's going on.
Tim threw out there for listeners to call in or text in and take a shot or a stab at solving this Tim's trivia. Tim shared that, you know, over, was it around
620,000 dead
American soldiers died in the Civil War, right? Roughly there. Because I thought you were giving us a word problem, to be honest with you.
No.
then Tim actually got to the question, and the question was, restate it for us again, Tim, clearly, because I already forgot it.
So of that, what was the most effective cause of death?
Most effective or most common? Are we talking like frequency? I think the cannon shot was probably the most effective one. Like that probably killed the quickest, but I think you're trying to get at what was the most common cause of death, right?
Could be that, Luke.
This is how Tim's trivia goes.
We've got to frame them with a little bit of a challenge there. You know, don't want people just simply Googling so quickly. Johnny forgot to read, though, too. Hey, next week, Democratic National Convention starts Monday. Tune into your favorite civic media station for hosts on the ground in Chicago and coverage of each night's keynote speakers. Johnny, and because of that special coverage, Busted Pencils is going to be off the air Monday through Thursday. We'll miss you, though. And hey, check it out, though. We're coming back, though, a week from today on Friday Live, and we are going to do a special Busted Pencils analysis, breaking down, totally looking at the DNC, particularly looking at public education. Did it even come up during the DNC, Johnny? That'll be one of the...
Oh, we're going to do an over-under on that one, Tim?
I don't know, right?
I got the last one.
Well, Luke, what do you think? I mean, you think public education makes the DNC?
I have a feeling it'll be talked about a little bit.
I think I take the over on this one, Tim. So if we're all taking the over, last time we talked about it, we said at the debate,
the debate.
Monumental debate that will be taught in history classes for quite some time. I mean, the disaster of Biden and Trump taking the stage, but also a turn of a tide, a cause and effect. Chain of events of politics, right? Because now we have a different ticket. We have Harris Walz on the Democratic Party ticket for the presidency. We're going to have a lot of exciting stuff because even though we are focused a lot on our presidential election, there are so many other important elections alongside that this fall. And so we'll do a full analysis next Friday when we come back. And I guarantee that's going to carry in to the following week. But stay tuned to civic media because there's all kinds of really great coverage. And just because you can't hear Tim and I Monday through Thursday doesn't mean you're not going to get a lot of analysis out of us when we're back on at that time on Friday and henceforth. Tim, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm going to have to say I'm still stumped.
I'm still stumped.
I usually can take a shot at what Tim's trivia is going to be. I usually can take a flyer and be pretty close. Like last Friday, I was really close on my gut. Like I was like, I don't understand this question because you threw me off saying it's a riddle. Well, absolutely, there was no riddle involved in last week's trivia. I was like moving letters around and thinking about it. But, you know, last week's trivia was what if Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia?
Right.
And then says, and don't be fooled, it's a riddle. And so I'm like, probably an A-bomb or something. And like, turns out I was right.
You know, they had lost
a bomb somewhere. It's still out in the ocean somewhere. But, you know, we had a winner. Susie called in and got the – she won. So we had a trivia winner. Good work. But, listener, this week, we're still not clear on the question. But Tim, say it again and then choose
Now we're going to come after the questioner. Jeez.
Yeah, I need a little bit of a clarification.
Okay, look, American Civil War, 620,000 soldiers killed, dead. You know, what was the number one cause of death? The number one cause of death.
That's the one we're going to go with. Listener, what was the number one cause of death in the American Civil War? Boom.
We got somebody texting in, listening on WMDX with a 920 phone number. They just texted in disease. So that's their guess.
There's a guess. Hold it there because we're going to hold it just to make sure. But there's one guess. Disease.
I still think the most effective is probably a cannon shot.
Luke, do not be fooled by words in Tim's trivia. It's everybody's fair game. You have to imagine this is a regular from Tim's fifth grade classroom, social studies classroom in Pennsylvania. You just imagine fifth graders sitting there trying to figure out first the question we've learned. And then two, what possible answer could we have? And that the curiosity is sparked. And I'm excited and interested to learn this fact. And then share it with everybody I talked to this weekend. That's been my habit of Tim's trivia. But Tim, I'm excited about the DNC next week. Yeah. I'll be listening to civic media. I mean, I got it on my Bluetooth speaker. I say your name and I say, pull up civic media on there. And boom, I'm listening to shows, civic media on the app.
Go
on the app and listen to it. I mean, so that's always great. So I'll be getting live coverage out of the DNC. Remember, that's down in Chicago and civic media has coverage on the ground there with key speakers every night and everything. So we're stoked. I mean, I'm excited about this. There's high energy coming out of the Democratic Party and we all just took the over. So we'll see if we win. We'll either win or lose altogether, but education will be talked about.
I got a question for you, Johnny. We got another one, Jim from Madison. Dysentery coming up. So a disease, dysentery. I was thinking about this, though, too, when you're thinking about the convention. Do you think there's going to be a lot of truth spoken at that convention? And, Johnny, if so, what do you mean by truth, my friend? Truth. You said it. You know, X-Files, anybody from the 90s, the truth is out there. Look at Luke. Luke's like, yeah, the truth is out there. Or from that other movie from the 90s, you can't handle the truth. Johnny. The conventions, though, political conventions, are these places where there's lots of truth or is there lots of fluffing the truth? That'll be another thing. What we're really going to look forward to with civic media covering, though, is making sure that when we hear people, they're going to be held accountable. So Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Answer to that trivia question. Right when we get back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
There it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yeah, a little Foo Fighters again tonight. Thanks, Luke. Loving it. Nice choice. Well, Johnny, so Tim's trivia question, just restating it one more time, the American Civil War, bloodiest battles or bloodiest conflict on American soil. Over 620,000 soldiers died between 1861 and 1865, the number one cause of death. Well, you know, Jess, the producer, texted in too a little bit of a nuance to the question there. You know, if how was medical treatment after being wounded handled? According to Jess, not very well. And so a lot of death occurred after wounds, because of medical, medical technology. Has anybody ever seen some really great Civil War movies? Particularly like Glory, you know, from Denzel Washington. Yeah, there's a scene where they have to do a little bit of, you know, field work on one of those soldiers' wounds of the leg. And you get to see what looks like the hacksaw you have downstairs in your basement. Just wipe that across your chest, clean that off a little bit, and start sawing away. So, oh, yeah, it's horrible, horrible, horrible stuff. Number one, though, the cause. Okay, you guys determine who gets this or how this is.
Oh, so we got a correct answer out there. So we have
because the correct answer is disease. Disease cause. Yep.
There it is. Ding dong.
Disease. In fact, living in close quarters in the tents, marching so often, and that the infection rate from upper respiratory types of illnesses was a huge killer. Yes, huge. Disease or infection, true, but disease, truly disease spread back and forth, and also unsanitary conditions in the camps with a lot of, you know, when you go to drink water and somebody above upstream did something else in the water, that doesn't make your water do so well. So, yeah, disease. It's one of those, you know, again, a little bit of an easier question, I think.
Oh, man, that's a good Tim's trivia. That's straightforward. We ironed it out. We got the question out there. I agree. I think it's disease. So the first caller, texter who did that and shared disease, because I think, Tim, what you're saying is it's not specifically one of those things.
Right. It was just
the largest cause of death.
In fact, here's the best part of the best. It's a horrible thing. Of the 620,000 dead, 2/3 of those were disease death. 2/3 of those were disease death. So it's always framed as, you know, the bloodiest conflict on American soil. But when you look at the mortality rate, and you see that 2/3 of the soldiers who died of disease, you're really looking at, and too, kind of pointing back to this medical technology in the 1860s. In fact, some of the realities after battles, there were calls to the local towns for truly butchers to come to the hospital tents to perform amputations because they knew where to cut.
Well, this is a grim Friday, Tim. It's TGIBPF. We're going to shift to the truth. I love you sharing truths about the Civil War era, but like I'm thinking, man, this is getting a little bit grim and gross for Friday. Ugh. But I want to say we don't know the name of the winner, It's that first text and that Luke shared listening from WMDX, right? Phone number. You know, I don't want to repeat it, but we can look in it. If you text it in. No, just
somebody listening with a 920, and I reached out to them on the text line. I asked them to share their name and where they're listening. So,
Luke.
So Luke has
We'll find out.
Luke, we'll find out. And when you get that, get their address because they won trivia, and we send them some Busted Pencil swag. So,
all right.
Swag.
Take care, you listener. If you win Tim's trivia, you're the gold star for the week. We love it. It's Marilyn from Columbus. Hey, Marilyn
nice.
From CBUS.
Nice. CBUS
in the house.
Columbus.
Yep.
Wow, that's so cool. Yep. So anyway, Johnny, we're talking about the truth. And we had, you know, a great guest last night, Sarah Stitzline.
Huge. That was awesome.
Huge, right? You know, and she came on and talked about her book, Teaching Honesty in a Populist Era. We're going to have her on the 25th. Make sure that you go to the podcast from last night so you can download it. September 25th. Not in August. Yeah, September. Make sure you get to the podcast there where you can, you know, download the discounted rate so that you can get the book, because we said, Johnny, we made this homework for listeners so that everybody's ready to go on September 25th. But she, you know, we're talking about her book, Teaching Honesty in a Populist Era. And I just wonder, is there a contrast between honesty and truth? And or is there a comparison? How do those two words go together for you?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't use contrast or comparison. I mean, they're related, right? I mean, so you could say, like, what kind of relationship do those two words have with each other? I think contrast and compare kind of sets up a little bit of a limit on how we understand those things. But I love it because, Tim, first for listeners, what we've been talking a lot about truth being important. And last week, the 20 lessons from the 20th century we were focusing on is, right, to believe in the truth. Right. To really honor the process, to really see value in why honesty is important. Right. And because without truth, right, without some standard, then it's anything goes. And that's certainly not what we want. If there's no truths or no process for which we can say, hey, we need to be honest about things with one another, then there's no way to speak to power. There's no way to challenge anything. It's as close to anything goes as possible. I really love this idea. That Sarah shared last night. And so it's really kind of thematic through her book. So as we read through it and we talk about it with her more in September, and I love the fact that when you think about truth and honesty, you're really thinking about a process. You're not thinking, we too often think about it's actually like a value, like, well, that's the truth. I know the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And if you don't tell the truth, you're bad. And it becomes a value system, right? Like whether you should or shouldn't tell the truth. Well, we should be honest. And being honest is a process. It isn't just a one-off, right? It's a skill. And so I like that process of thinking about honesty, setting up an honest classroom, setting up a place where we value truth through honesty. And what does it mean to be honest? And so as we're talking about teaching, really, how do we prepare lessons where there is inquiry? There's always a question, kind of like Tim's trivia, where we dig in. We got to figure this out together. We're curious. Smart inquiry in our classroom and all of our lessons. And we are going to turn to information that we can rely on, that we have as trustworthy, because understanding how to value honesty and to share true answers with one another and to seek truth together helps us in that process. It helps us understand that process. So the two words, truth and honesty, I would say have a relationship with one another. Truth being a thing, like a noun, honesty being a verb, a process.
Oh, the old noun verb subject agreement.
Yeah. So, hey, on that note, man, Tim, it's about that time. So listeners, stay with us, right? Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk when we come back. Give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time.
News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The For Pete's Sake Day in the Park will offer a lot of fun for everyone throughout the day Sunday at Veterans Park in Spring Green.
The rum walk and the ride take off at 9 a.m. The pickleball tournament goes for a while. Music starts at 11. The food will be available at around 11. We've got a kids area, which is very popular, and we're upgrading that this year. You pay $5 for a wristband, and your kid can participate in everything that's in there. Parents can sit down and relax, and their kids can have fun, and everybody's happy.
That's Todd Miller. Muscadet Utilities will be flushing hydrants Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday throughout the village beginning early in the morning. Customers may experience isolated cases of discolored water and should postpone doing laundry on these dates. If you experience discoloration in your water, you are urged to flush your building and home's water system. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. Right now it's 73.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's Ace has a grill for just about any situation.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Linkin Park there, exactly.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.